My dear sisters and brothers in Christ, every parent has heard their child complain that we're not being fair. We're probably all guilty of some time or another of thinking that we always do our share and that it's other people who are not pulling their weight. In today's gospel, Jesus challenges the notion of what it means to be generous and fair. It makes it very clear that God prioritizes generosity. It's a theme that creates as much controversy today as it did in Jesus' day. The key is figuring out how we can best live out God's generosity in our lives. The prophet Isaiah tells us in the first reading that it will be difficult to address issues with the mind of God. He states, "Your ways are not my ways." In the second reading, St. Paul tells the Philippians that he's caught between two worlds. But in his parable, Jesus clearly distinguishes the difference between the spiritual world from our human nature. Jesus calls us to a level of generosity that may be contrary to the logic of our natural instincts. There are many ways to practice generosity. We can be generous in our words and actions, always seeking to build others up rather than tearing them down. We can be generous with mercy and forgiveness. We can share an abundance of hospitality to the stranger who are joining our communities. We can be unselfish in the time it takes to listen and understand the position of others. Jesus is speaking very directly to each one of us, challenging us to find more ways to be gracious and generous. When Jesus challenges us, it's a lot easier to simplify the message by pointing to someone else. But Jesus is speaking to every single one of us very directly in this reading. Do we always prioritize God's version of generosity? This is also the time of year when I join you as I challenge myself to be financially generous to the Disciples Response Fund of the Diocese of Owensboro. This annual appeal supports shelters, schools, parishes, and many other ministries, too many to mention. You can always read about the works of these ministries in our monthly Western Kentucky Catholic. Last year, over 4,000 households throughout our 78 parishes gave generously, and I very much appreciate every gift. It's my hope and prayer that we continue to grow this financial generosity so that we can continue to expand our mission throughout the Catholic communities entrusted to the care of our diocese. Please continue your prayers for me and those in leadership who guide our church. Pray we are wise stewards of the dollars entrusted to us. Let us be open to the discerning power of the Holy Spirit as we prioritize dollars to feed, heal, house, educate, and evangelize the people of Western Kentucky. I also want you to know that the written prayer intentions I receive are at the foot of the altar in the chapel at the McCraith Catholic Center. These intentions are prayed for every day by me and the Pastoral Center staff. May God bless our efforts as we continue to try and do the work of Jesus Christ in our world and in our diocese. Thank you so much.